cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on August the 6th, 2009. Newcomers, as always, I advise you to go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and you'll find hundreds of hours of talks I've given in the past, which you can download for free and listen at your leisure. You can also see on that front page at cuttingthroughthematrix.com all the other sites I have, bookmark them for future use because occasionally the big servers go down. That way you'll always have another one where you can download from. There's cuttingthrough.jenkins.com, very dependable site. cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. And there's Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. That's a European site which has all the audios, but it also has a lot of transcripts written in the various languages of Europe. You can download them for print-up, and you can pass them around. And remember, too, you, the listeners, keep me going, because I don't put myself under the auspices of advertisers. The advertisers you hear on this show pay the station direct for the airtime, and it pays for their equipment and their staff and all the rest of it. There's a lot involved in just running a show, or running a radio show, I should say, or a station. Very expensive, and everything is expensive, and what I do here is expensive, because it's up to you to keep me going through contributions or buying the books and so on that I have for sale on the website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Now remember, too, you can donate through PayPal or personal check. Personal check is good from the U.S. and Canada. Or you can use Western Union outside of the Americas, MoneyGram, or some inventive people just use cash and send that over. That cuts out the middleman, you might say, who gets pretty fat off all our transactions. And I should also say that many people just get the discs burned and passed around. I'm surprised how many people don't use the computer. I'm delighted, mind you, because it's a temporary stopgap until it's totalitarian like everything else, the way things are going. So they just listen to the CDs that are burned for them by other people on their CD players. You can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1, P-3-E-4-N-1. And we are under a totalitarian system. If people haven't really noticed and are still caught up in the left-wing, right-wing paradigm, as though it's some eternal pair or twin brothers fighting each other down through eternity, then they'll never really figure it out, because there's only one side. There's only one side running this whole show. And I don't care what term you give to it, whether it's Nazism, fascism, communism, it's all the same thing. All the same thing. Because, as I say, capitalism gave rise to communism. It birthed communism for a future method of control. You see, capitalism never wanted democracy. And when various Chartist rights groups and so on were demanding rights of the people, the big boys at the time, who'd already ruled the world for a long time, and commerce and trade and banking and countries, we're going to have none of this democracy stuff. They gave a sort of show of it to the public, but in reality, there was always a dominant elite behind the show running everything. They call it the establishment in London. They don't call it anything else, but the establishment, the very old families, they're stinking rich. I'll be back with more about this after these messages.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. I've gone over it so many times, this part of the system which people never talk about. When they do, they're often censored. And people like Professor Carl Quigley, who was the historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, which is just an American branch of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, both so-called non-governmental bodies. They get massive funding from, again, the other part of their parallel government, the foundations. In fact, most of their books are printed by the Rockefeller Foundation. You'll see that in the second page in the books. And they were going to have no part of a democracy. However, typical of them, they always use everything that happens to their advantage. It's like Gary Hart after 9/11 giving the speech to the Council on Foreign Relations where he said we can use this disaster to our advantage, never explaining to the public what they meant by that. Well, what was our advantage? That means they have some sort of goal there, and of course they do. But I've gone through the history of the CFR, Royal Institute for International Affairs, Professor Carl Quigley, who was the authorized historian of that group, who was given access to their records. And he really wanted to come out and tell the public that this group had influenced the direction of the entire world for over 100 years. And he thought it was time the public sort of knew about it. He didn't think the public would mind, because he was up in his ivory tower as a professor. And he was also a professor who gave a lot of advice to the State Department, different departments within the U.S., even the Pentagon. Big player. And he wrote his book, Tragedy and Hope, and also a fantastic fantastic companion to it. It was the Anglo-American establishment, where he fills in a lot of the blanks in history, where you just get dates in school, and tells you the whys of the wars and who fomented them, who funded them, etc. But he did go through the history of the big bankers that started up the Lord Alfred Milner Group, that combined with the Cecil Rhodes Group, both for world government and more than just world government. And he said that they always took everything to their advantage. Every disaster, every crisis that happened, they used it to their advantage. And what you understand is there's an ongoing agenda. The capitalist bankers funded communism from the very get-go. As I say, the bankers were going to have none of this rights for the people stuff. And they funded communism into existence, and they kept funding it during its entire duration in Russia, in the Soviet Union. They also set out many of their members to teach communism into China, to prepare China for their up-and-coming role, which we only now see is to be the manufacturer of the world, designed a long, long time ago. And they played geopolitics. Geopolitics, that's long-range strategies to do with every country. You use ethnologists, zoologists, all kinds of ologists, and they basically study different types of cultures, how to use them, how to manipulate them, and so on. And often they know that a particular part of their agenda might take 100 years to pull off. That was written about by one of their members, Bertrand Russell. He, around the same time as Lenin, said that this new system, this new ordered system, see, a planned world society, would start to take shape and be known to emerge to the public around the millennium, the year 2000 or so. They both said, Lenin and Lord Bertrand Russell, are supposedly on opposite sides of the camp. And you'll notice, too, in the last few years, we've heard the term governance. That came out, that was invented again by the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the private organization that really runs Europe and a good part, and America as well, I should say, through the CFR, and a good part of the rest of the world as well. They have branches in all countries. Therefore, we're getting to the end of this phase. Communism was the fastest way. Now remember, centralization of government was the most important thing for communism, centralization. All power comes from the center. All laws are dictated from the center. And that's why Karl Marx sent a telegram to Lincoln at the end of the Civil War, congratulating him on promoting the centralization and increasing the power of government. No one's ever asked why that letter, that telegram, is in the congressional records, is in the library of the U.S. Congress. No one's ever asked that. And we've seen 100 years of struggle as the feds have taken over state by state, through different and devious means, every state, till they're all under the thumb of the money boys who distribute the money, redistribute the money for roads and so on, until they're running the whole show. That's centralization of government. The Soviet system was the fastest way of centralizing government. Kick off, fund Russia, and then Soviet Russia takes over a whole bunch of countries. It would have taken them 100 years or more of propaganda and infiltration and stealth and revolutions to get all those countries to go down one by one. So they used Russia, Soviet Russia, to take over those countries through simple, quick invasions, standardize them all into the same system very quickly. And lo and behold, after the set period that Lenin talked about 70 years of a dictatorship, down it came, because it was already now with a whole bunch of countries which really were running on the same system as Britain. The civil service system was the same, the school system was the same, the whole ordered system was the same. That's why it happened. But people can't catch on to that. They still think it's right-wing and left-wing and right-wing and left-wing. They never think about the third group at the top, comprising of what they think is their own boys, capitalists and bankers. They're not yours. They never were. And as I say, now they're teaching you about global governance. Governance. Governance is different from governments. Governance is a rule, a world ruled by experts, where you do as you're told. The experts have complete and total, the word is total power. Total power. And you disobey. And in a totalitarian regime, a police state, a world police state, there's no complaint department. You do as you're told. Haven't you noticed since 9/11, the whole world is going under the same, exact same system? And now we've all to be spied on, even in our own homes, by the way. They've started off the program in Britain, just like Orwell predicted. And people still think it's a left-wing, right-wing thing. No idea. You see, the bankers would be so happy. They used to hate it when they lent out money to private individuals. I'm talking about the big, big bankers, the internationalist boys, the ones who loaned to countries. They wanted to loan to countries because if they can own the parliaments or the congress of countries, it's easy to get those same politicians to make it law that the people of the countries must pay the government back, and the government passes it back to the bankers. They become the tax collectors for all the borrowed money. And the bankers don't have to send any money, any people out to do it. No strong men, nothing. The governments do it all for them. It's far tidier that way, isn't it? So they wanted a non-democratic system. It suits them so well. But remember, too, the Milner Group and Cecil Rhodes were set out not only to foment wars across the world through revolution, and to start up off wars of liberation, they called them, across the world. And this London group of aristocrats and bankers, many of them had lord titles, inherited titles, or sirs at the very least, sirs. They set up the Young Turks and Young Italians and so on, all these young revolutionary groups, to overthrow existing systems so they could bring in the same system that Britain was run under. And Britain was never, ever a democracy. The word democracy now is anathema to the people. I've looked at polls. I kept doing polls year after year to see what people thought of democracy, did they vote, and so on. And every year, they get less and less and less. And you see, and that's because they want it that way. That means the public are now accepting that their experts have the right to rule over them. And that they have no right, really, to, why bother voting? What do I know? I'm not an expert. So let the experts rule over us, you see. Now remember, as I said, Cecil Rhodes wanted to take over the entire resources of the planet with the Milner Group. That's all energy, all food supplies. They wanted to get a standard fixed population of world population. And they wanted to set up a world parliamentary body. They started off, of course, as the League of Nations, and then it became the United Nations. They even said that eventually the United Nations would be responsible for getting all of the food supply of the world brought to it, to its depots, and then they would redistribute it across the planet in order to control the people. Not to feed the people, but to control the people. And each region, because they had all the countries marked in regions, even as early as World War II, they had maps out in World War II about the regions of the world that they were bringing into existence. The United Nations would dole out the food to each region, and then it would be up to the leaders of those countries to decide how many of their population they'd have to take down. And, of course, once it starts, they'll give you less every year. Say, oh, my goodness, the crop was bad this year. We've got less to hand out, so you'll have to make sure you terminate more, or at least sterilize an extra bunch. I'm not kidding you. This is real history. And guess what? They're doing it. You're living right through it, and you don't know. Be back with more after this break.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, just doing a little bit of history and historical background to try and get through to those who are receptive, who haven't been completely brainwashed by the left and right-wing nonsense, and who know there's another party that runs the show. Well, who runs both parties? Money runs both parties. Those who run them own the money run both parties. Simple as that. There's nothing mysterious about it. We've seen what happens in the past when bankers decide to fleece the public. They do it at least once or twice every century. They allow you to accumulate and accumulate and accumulate. Then they rob you. That's standard banking practice by the international boys. Standard. And they never lose anything. They never lose anything. The Great Depression, they say, was put together by three men. There was Morgan and Gould and another one who decided to crash the economy of America, loot the public and all their savings and pensions, which they did, and to take down a main competitor who then was forced to sell this international business and oil, etc., for peanuts. So they crashed the economy of the planet and reaped massive profits. It's very easy because there's no law to stop you from doing it. You know that. There's never been a law put up to stop this from happening again. And we saw the same thing with Mr. Soros, the front man for Rothschild, who put a half page in a British newspaper a few years ago boasting of how he and two of his friends had done the same thing to Britain and how they'd manipulated the stock market, etc., crash the British economy, and it forced Britain to go cap in hand to them, who acted on behalf of for the international bankers. Boasted about it. Nothing's been changed about it. And we saw this latest farce as they did it again. But it was more than just looting the public. It was to get the next stage underway. And I've gone through that, that the idea of the International Monetary Fund was always, according to Maynard Keynes, John Maynard Keynes, who set up the Bretton Woods Agreement, the first part and the second part that would take over from the first part of the system. He set it up, and he said there'd be a second part. Keynes says second part to this agreement, which would go much, much further, but he wouldn't live to see it in his day. And he was utterly, entirely socialist. Socialism is just the same, really, as the Soviet system, collectivism, where a small hereditary elite live very high on the hog by their own laws, and they're kept that way by the masses of the people who are flattened down below them, all living in the same equal squalor. That's what socialism is. And it's also a planned economy, a planned population, etc. You'll hear one of the founders of the Fabian Society on that Soviet story, one of the best videos I've put out there on the, what really happened inside the Soviet Union. And you'll hear George Bernard Shaw talking on behalf of the Socialist International, the same group that Blair and Brown and all these characters belong to, by the way, and many in the U.S. You'll hear him saying that the people will have to come to them to justify why they should keep you alive. No kidding. That's the real system. And these guys never, ever, and I actually wonder how come they never came out against the big bankers. Well, you see, it's the big bankers are the boys who want this collectivist socialist system across the planet and the planned economy. They want the right to rule and own all resources. They've got it through stealth agreements with the United Nations as they make big biospheres and big parks everywhere, and then they and their corporations, because these banks have so many corporations, you know, to go through all the different front companies they have, and they have the rights to drill and to mine on these parks that no member of the public can even walk on anymore. And then another beautiful deal at the IMF, land for debt swap. They forgive your debt. That's why they do it all over the third world, and not just the third world, by the way. The more debt you get into, well, we'll take this, let's call it a park, it'll be ours, it'll be our park, and no one else will have rights over it except us. This is reality. Meanwhile, everybody at the bottom still fighting over the latest bit of news. Oh, it's the left wing, it's the right wing. No. The two wings belong to the same bird, and the body of the bird is always hidden behind a shield. On Tuesday, I talked a bit from a website. It's called Jeffrey Smith. He had a very good article on the genetically modified food. I didn't read it all. I went into how they managed to ram that through stealth lies and all the rest of it, and disregarded all the medical information that had come in about stomach cancers and all the rest of it. That was just irrelevant to their plan. You see, after all, depopulation is part of this, remember. And sterilization is another part. And all this stuff that Putin does both, beautifully enough. Because, you see, Monsanto is part of the biowarfare industry. And so are all the other big companies. In fact, all the top electronic companies are also part of the biowarfare industry. Or the huge competency, the industrial complex, military-industrial complex, they're all part of the same thing. I can remember when it came out on the news years ago that General Electric created the big Gatling gun that all the choppers were using, the plane and planes and jets were using. Fired thousands of rounds a minute. General Electric, who'd have thought? Eh? I thought they made toasters. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then?
Then.
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. And I'm going to read an article that I read on Tuesday, a part of the article I read on Tuesday. This is the latter part of it, the bottom half, from Jeffrey Smith. And it's to do with GMO foods and so on. He went on about how it had all been rammed through the Congress and so on. And all there's no independent testing done. In fact, you're not allowed to do any independent testing on GMO without authorization by the guys who own the patents on the GMO. That's what a great deal. Food's a weapon, remember, a very powerful weapon. It can be used many ways as a weapon, too. Even just simply deprivation of food as a weapon. We saw that in the oil for food scandal that the United Nations was running in Iraq. But it says here, the fox guarding the chickens, if GMOs are indeed responsible for massive sickness and death, an individual who oversaw the FDA, the Federal Drugs Administration, or the Food and Drugs Administration policy that facilitated their introduction holds a uniquely infamous role in human history. That person is Michael Taylor. He had been Monsanto's attorney before becoming policy chief at the Food and Drug Administration. Soon after that, he became Monsanto's vice president and chief lobbyist. Remember, Obama said he was going to appoint no lobbyists. All he's done is appoint lobbyists. This month, Michael Taylor became the senior advisor to the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. He is now America's food safety czar. It says, the milkman cometh. While Taylor was at the FDA in the early 90s, he also oversaw the policy regarding Monsanto's genetically engineered bovine growth hormone, which they injected into cows to increase milk supply. The milk from injected cows has more pus, more antibiotics, more bovine growth hormone, and most importantly, more insulin-like growth factor, IGF-1. IGF-1 is a huge risk factor for common cancers, and its high levels of this drugged milk is why so many medical organizations and hospitals have taken stands against the bovine growth hormone. A former Monsanto scientist told me that when three of his Monsanto colleagues evaluated bovine growth hormone safety and discovered the elevated levels of this very hormone in the milk, even they refused to drink any more milk unless it was organic and therefore untreated. Government scientists from Canada evaluated the FDA's approval of bovine growth hormone and concluded it was a dangerous facade. The drug was banned in Canada as well as Europe, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, but it was approved in the US while Michael Taylor was in charge. His drugged milk might have caused a significant rise in US cancers. Additional published evidence also implicates the bovine growth hormone in the higher rates of paternal twins in the U.S. Taylor also determined that milk from injected cows did not require any special labeling. That's what they did, of course, with the GMO too. And as a gift to his future employer, Monsanto, it's great how they just bounce back and forth from the FDA back into Monsanto and back into the FDA again. Isn't it beautiful? It says, as a gift to his future employer, Monsanto, he wrote a white paper suggesting that if companies ever had the audacity to label their products as not using bovine growth hormone, they should also include a disclaimer stating that according to the FDA, there's no difference between milk-treated and untreated cows. That's what they did. That's basically what they did with the GMO vegetables and so on. Taylor's disclaimer is also a lie. Monsanto's own studies and FDA scientists officially acknowledged differences in the drugged milk. No matter, Monsanto used Taylor's white paper as a basis to successfully sue dairies that labeled their products as bovine growth hormone free. They've got all the power. Why is that, eh? Why do the foxes have all the power? Why is that? You see, there's another organization at work here. It's not left and right. There's a top to this triangle, you see, that runs it all. And I've just mentioned earlier on who they were and what their goals were. And there's an awful lot more to this particular article, but I'll put these ones up on my website, any of these links that I mentioned tonight, and you can go in there and look at them for yourself and save them to your... These things go missing eventually, and history's lost. Now, the food bill is quite something else. There's a site called Axis of Logic, Finding Clarity in the 21st Century. It says here, this is the date on this is August the 1st, 2009. It says, insane food bill 2749 passes House on second try. H.R. 2749, totalitarian control of our food supply. And that's a fact, it is too. A new food safety bill is on the fast track in Congress, H.R. 2749, the Food Safety Enhancement Act. Isn't that beautiful? Sounds wonderful and fuzzy. Of 2009. The bill needs to be stopped. H.R. 2749 gives the FDA tremendous power while significantly diminishing existing judicial restraints on actions taken by the agency. The bill would impose a one-size-fits-all regulatory scheme on small farms and local artisans or producers, and it would disproportionately impact their operations for the worse. H.R. 2749 does not address underlying causes of food safety problems such as industrial agricultural practice and the consolidation of our food supply. And boy, has it been consolidated and taken over. Has been for years. But that's part of the manifesto too, you know. The industrial food system and food imports are badly in need of effective regulation, but the bill does not specifically direct regulation or resources to these areas. It says it would impose an annual registration fee of $500 on any facility. Now, see, this is how it's worded by these con men we call lawyers. It's so close to liars, that's not a coincidence, is it? Any facility that holds processes or manufactures food. Do you understand anything that holds food? Could be your fridge. Processes, that's your kitchen, etc. They want to inspect all this stuff. Says, isn't this every home in the U.S., every garden? Although farms are exempt, the agency has defined farm narrowly. What's the definition? And people making foods such as lacto-fermented vegetables, cheeses, or breads would be required to register and pay the fee, which would drive beginning and small producers out of business during difficult economic times. Well, you see, that's not why you get these fees. Fees really are a license. And when you get a license, you're now registered. Your system is owned. And the next time you don't toe the line, they take away your license, you see. And then you can't grow anymore. And we accept that strange kind of law, don't we? Oh, you can't do this anymore. We're taking your license away. You can't drive, or you can't have a garden, or whatever else there happens to be. We accept that strange logic, don't we? Strange how that works. But we always fall for the first part, and you go along and pay the fee. A license, remember, is the permission to do something that is otherwise illegal. How can paying money make something legal? Think about it. It says, there are laws against this corporate size destroys the little guy policy, aren't there? Are home bread and cheese or lacto-fermented vegetable makers who make for their own families included in this? Well, it's so worded, so vaguely worded, you're darn right it will be. It'll empower the FDA to regulate how crops are raised and harvested. It puts the federal government right on the farm, dictating to the farmers. Well, we've had that in Canada, because the Canadian farmers and European farmers fell for all the free tax-exempt things at the beginning. They fell for it all until basically now they're getting ordered what to do from government bureaucrats. Never take anything for free. It's never free. It says the astounding control opens the door to Codex WTO good farming practices will include the elimination of organic farming by eliminating manure. It will eliminate manure, you see, and not be left with the chemicals, mandating GMO animal feed, yeah, imposing animal drugs, and ordering applications of petrochemical fertilizers and pesticides. Farmers thus will be locked not only into the industrialization of once normal and organic farms, but into the forced purchase of industry's products. There'll be slaves on the land doing the work they're ordered to do. Well, it's much like China, really, isn't it? I guess China is a model state, you know. They keep saying it to us. All the lords and these sirs, like Mr. Tickle, praise China as a model state. They were supposed to follow in all of their policies. Who'd have thunk, eh? Well, I would have, because I knew it was coming an awful long time ago. But I'll put this link up too, have a good look at it. And here's an article here about food as a weapon, because that's what it is, even though it doesn't say that here. CNN Money, August 6, 2009, Detroit. On a side street in an old industrial neighborhood, a delivery man stacks a dolly at goods outside a store. 10 feet away stands another man clad in military fatigues, combat boots, and what appears to be a flak jacket. He looks straight out of Baghdad. But this isn't Iraq, it's southeast Detroit, and he's there to guard the groceries. No kidding, eh? No pictures, he says. Put the camera down. My companion and I, on a tour of how people in the city are using urban farms to grow their own food, speed off. In this recession-racked town, the lack of food is a serious problem. It's a theme that comes up again and again in conversations in Detroit. There isn't a single major chain supermarket in the city forcing residents to buy food from corner stores, often less healthy and more expensive food. As the area's economy worsens, unemployment was over 16% in July. Food stamp applications and pantry visits have surged. Detroiters have responded to the crisis. Huge amounts of vacant land has led to a resurgence in urban farming. Volunteers at local food pantries have also increased. All the charities are out there. But the food crunch is intensifying and spreading to people not used to dealing with hunger. As middle-class workers lose their jobs, the same folks that used to donate to soup kitchens and pantries have become their fastest-growing set of recipients. And this is no accident either. Do you think this guy that just, I read the article, this character came forward to Obama when Obama was running and just put his proposal to him of how they could get rid of the urban mess they have out there. And his policy is to destroy knock all the old houses down that people are living in, mind you, because after all, you're post-industrial, you don't need them anymore. And I'm not kidding you, if you go in to see what architects have been taught for the last 15 years, and I'll put some of this up on my site next week, I'll do an article on it, in fact, do a show on it. Architects are being told that they're going to do this very thing. They're even designing massive machines to take down entire residential sites in urban areas. Massive machines, like something out of science fiction. Gobbles them up. And this is spontaneous. This was planned years ago. This was planned when they went ahead and created the GATT agreements. And many years before that, when they had to do all the back and forth with bureaucrats to countries to get the agreements all ready. It took them years to set that up. They knew that then, that they're going to bring you into a post-industrial era. They knew they were going to set up China to be the manufacturer for the planet, and they also knew they were going to take your cars off the road. You don't need cars to get to work if you don't have any work outside in factories, do you? And that is what the architects have actually been taught. They're building and planning for a car-free world. Guess what that is? Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. Have a look at it at the United Nations website. All planned a long, long time ago. And you think things just happen day by day, and you vote the right in and they're bad, and you vote the left in and they're bad, and you keep voting one or the other back in, and they just keep screwing up. They don't. There are no screw-ups at that level. No, none at all. And things are getting bad. Things are getting bad, and they have to get a lot worse. And literally, the architects have been told that everyone is to be crowded into another UN term and invention, super cities. In fact, about 10 years ago, it was the United Nations advised the setting up of what they called super cities. First, the amalgamation of all small cities around the main ones, and then the destroying of the urban areas around them, putting up taller and taller and taller buildings until we're all living on top of each other. That's the future they have planned for the masses, that is. They have special ones set aside for the bureaucrats, and they'll have their dash hours in the country, just like the Russians, the Politburo did, their little retreats and beautiful log homes and stuff, and servants and all that stuff. Only, and these ones for Americas, etc., they'll have, apart from their servants and their butlers and their maids and their big feasts, where they eat lots of meat, by the way, and lots of courses, and belch off a lot of gases, they also have massive solar farms and all that kind of stuff to keep them going. Height of luxury. But that's the future. That's the future, and guess what? It's already planned, and it's got nothing to do with any input from you or I. At all. Not at all. And I'll go to the callers now, and there's Gabriel from California there. Is you there, Gabriel? Hello? No? Okay. Okay, I'll keep going on, as I say, but that's where the food comes in. Food is a weapon. Food is power. It's been said at the Ministry of Agriculture at the United Nations that food has always been used as a weapon. We saw them doing that in Iraq. In fact, remember Madeleine Albright, when they put an embargo means they starve you to death, by the way. When the UN advises an embargo, they mean they starve a people to death. And it's going to happen once again. Madeleine Albright, by the way, has been appointed to a new branch of NATO, and I guarantee you, you'll see Iran and a bunch of other countries getting starved to death very shortly. She said it was well worth it when she said 500,000 folk were starved to death. That was in the early days. It rose to over 1 million. These and the monsters are in charge. Now, I think Gabriel's back. Are you there, Gabriel?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Alan, love your show. Donate money as soon as I can get some, man. But the thing I wanted to find out is if anybody out there, if you could actually research this. Years ago, I was watching something on, I think it was BBC. I'm pretty sure it was BBC, where they had the second guy in charge under Milosevic. I don't remember what his name was during the Bosnian conflict.
Yeah.
And he was being interviewed. It wasn't Walter Cronkite. It was a British, famous British anchorman or whatever, reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And he had straight out came out and said, the gentleman that was second in charge of Milosevic, that pretty much he takes his orders from the Queen of England.
Mm-hmm.
He flat out said it right there on, I can't find it anywhere. And I was shocked and amazed by that. And I tried to call BBC and try to get a copy of it. You know, they didn't have a copy of it, et cetera. But then the journalist pretty much was like, the conversation went like this, pretty much like, who do you get your orders from or who do you take your orders from? And he was like, the Queen of England. He was like, well, we don't have to get into that. That's exactly what the journalist said. And then they kind of just brushed right alongside it. And this was during the Bosnian conflict. It was right there.
Oh, yes. And not only that, if you can think back, when Margaret Thatcher brought Gorbachev into Britain, he was the president of still the Soviet Union. And the media went into action, and they talked about his $5,000 suit. He was a new kind of communist, a trendy communist. And they gave him this big build-up, a different persona. And everywhere he went, it was in Maggie Thatcher's arm. And I said, what's going on here? Then, of course, she brought him across to the U.S., and they did the same build-up, Gorbachev and his wife. His wife went on TV, talked about lipstick, makeup, and how she could get everything in the Soviet Union, including a facelift. She just walked into a clinic off the street. It was years after they said that the media had agreed not to ask any political questions whatsoever. Now, hang on, and I'll come back on that after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
I am Alan Watts. We're cutting through the matrix. We're talking to Gabriel from California, who's just mentioning this odd connection of the Soviet system and royalty of Britain. And it's not just a royalty, it's also the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which is a royally chartered non-governmental organization that doesn't play politics. They tell you that they don't play politics because they make a world agenda. But when they brought Gorbachev across on Maggie Thatcher's arm, when he was still the head of the president of the Soviet Union, the media agreed, didn't tell any of the public at the time, never to ask anything about politics whatsoever. And meanwhile, the media went in, typical Madison Avenue style, created him a personality cult around him, the same way as it did with Obama. Then he did polls after it in the US and in Britain and said, if Gorbachev was running in your countries, would you vote for him? 70% of the public, after this barrage of personality cults nonsense, said, yeah, they would. Mm. That's how easy it is to con the public. You know, it's so simple. And they don't even know it's been done. And yet it took 4 or 5 years later, then the press admitted, yeah, they'd agreed never to ask any political questions at all.
Hey, Alan, I had a quick question, too, real quick. I know a couple of Masons or whatever, but most specifically Prince Hall. I know a couple of brothers who are that. When you're swearing an oath in that, are you swearing an oath to Lucifer in your first, second, third degrees or whatever?
Yes. Pike makes it plain in Morals and Dogma. And Morals, he said, make no mistake, our God is Lucifer. He says that quite plainly. It's in his own book. That was the Bible of Freemasonry. The modern one is called The Bridge to Light. It's kind of watered down tremendously. And even say at the start of it, it's because the public education is so poor now that people can't think or read so deeply as Morals and Dogma. But however, Morals and Dogma still is the supreme one, and that's what they go by. Pike also said it's not necessary that you understand the symbols. Remember, names are a symbol as well. The candidate doesn't have to understand the symbols. It's only important that he thinks he understands what the symbols are.
Yeah.
So, of course it is. And Lucifer, to them, is the archangel of revolution and light, intellect, pure light. But it has no human emotion. And that's the eternal war of the two parts of the brain, the two parts of humanity, the psychopath and those who have humane feelings. Early Christianity used to put the serpent around the cross as Jesus went up and ascended to heaven.
So Freemason is really just Rosicrucianism, really?
It's Rosicrucianism. There's no doubt. Rosicrucian, Masonry, Rosicrucianism, Cathars, and so on, are all terms used at different ages for the same movement. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, man.
And it truly does believe in special selective breeding, superior types. The higher Masons, third generation especially, can go right up the grades very quickly beyond the regular amount of degrees, and the higher the real grades. And you're introduced to your wife, who's also raised in a Masonic household and taught by a local Grand Master, according to Rosicrucians, with their own books. I have them all here.
Yeah, I've talked to some Rosicrucians before, and I got some ideas. Their idea of like good and evil is kind of like you can't have one without the other. They're kind of the same thing
from,
on two different ends of the spectrum. They're the same thing on
Kabbalism.
The same plate or something kind of mentality.
It's pure Kabbalism. But they'll always tell you, and even this is taught in science because Kabbalism is in science too, they tell you there's no such thing as good and evil. Something always benefits. So you always look to see what benefits. And therefore, if it, something benefits, you can only say it was good. Regardless, if you kill billions of people, if a few benefit, you must sacrifice the few to save the many, etc. These are all terms that come out of the Kabbalah. Yeah.
Thank you, Alan. I really appreciate your time, man.
Thanks for calling. And remember to tune in to Rolly James tonight. You'll see the link on my website. I'm on in 1 hour there. From Ontario, Canada, from Hamish, myself, it's good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet